over the Christmas period, it's time to spend some time with those you love. But for a lot of people, it can be very difficult to leave the office or the workplace behind you when you do go home for Christmas. And one very interesting study that's been done on that was conducted by Expedia. So speaking to us, we have Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
Mark is a travel expert at Expedia. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the study you've done?
Indeed, I'm afraid it makes for some rather sad reading. One of the first statistics is that 43% of the UK workforce admit that they're going to be logging on over the Christmas break. And I think what's doubly sad is 23% are actually planning on logging on Christmas Day.
What could possibly be going on Christmas Day that means people feel they want to check their phones?
This isn't an issue with Christmas Day in particular. In fact, almost a third of people have gone as far as cancelling a holiday abroad due to changing work commitments. And I think the driver of that is, of course, how connected we are. We all walk around with a phone in our pocket or a laptop at arm's reach, and it's all too easy to just quickly log on and send that email or check to see what's come in.
So do you think it's to do with a desire to stay on top of things? Or do you think it's a necessity? Do you think the nature of the way we work is changing so much that people need to be that available?
I think it's become habitual, and that's evidenced, in fact, by a much bigger statistic, which is that 57% of 18 to 24-year-olds, millennials, are also planning on checking their emails over Christmas. It's just too readily available.
So do you think then that is it going to lead to greater productivity? Are we achieving more by doing this, or is it counterproductive?
Well, interestingly not. Actually, the positive data in here tells us that 75% of those who we spoke to tell us that they return from holiday feeling relaxed, and 46% feel more productive and they believe that they're more focused. So this tells us, luckily, that these people know what's good for them. They know that they need to get away. I actually fall into this millennial category. And one of the things that I like to do when I'm planning a trip away is to find somewhere that's perhaps a little less well connected. I've just returned from a trip to Norway, the northernmost part, where I was whale watching. And I can tell you that even if I wanted to view my emails, I wouldn't have been able to as a result of finding somewhere that was a touch unconnected.
It's quite nice to have that excuse as well, isn't it? So no one can accuse you of slacking. You can say, well, even if I'd wanted to, I was busy with the whales and I couldn't have checked my phone.
Indeed. And even if I had, and let's not forget, 17% of people admit to checking their email daily whilst they're on annual leave. And the counterintuitive point to that is it doesn't make them feel any better. 43% are telling us that they feel more stressed after they check in during their time off. And the great thing about my job and what I do is that I've been described this morning as being like the Santa Claus of the travel industry. And that's probably going a little too far, but it does mean that I get to find ways of making it easier and easier for people to find the holiday that they're looking for and to find the deals that they're looking for.
All you need now is the long white beard and you can deliver people holidays for Christmas.
I can certainly work on that.
So if people do want to book themselves a little post-Christmas retreat, when is the best time to think about doing that? You know, are they going to get the best deals around Christmas time, or should they wait a while into the new year?
Certainly in the UK, we see a lot more deals because traditionally people are planning their summer holidays at this time of year. So I would say there are a few more deals out there, but that's not to take away from the fact that there are deals all year round.
So if you want a bit of an opportunity to disconnect and to get your relaxation, get that quality time with your family, where can they find out some more details on these deals?
Expedia.co.uk, or indeed by downloading the Expedia app.
Wonderful. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.